Hugh Bowman is joining us now on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Hugh.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning,
good
Rob.
To talk.
Hi, gentlemen.
How are you?
No, excellent, mate, excellent. I noted a tweet last night for Hugh Bowman. You don't tweet a lot, but there was a tweet last night where you were standing proudly with some cans of beer with the Winx brand on the... I hope you didn't enjoy. You can enjoy them tonight, Hugh.
Yes, in front of my Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz Parramatta.
I knew you had to get the... I thought I'll let you mention Mercedes-Benz, but for the TV viewers, you're now seeing the photo of Hugh, and I think it prompted a tweet from Moonee Valley saying, the dream is still there for a fifth Cox plate.
Is that right?
Yes.
Dreams are free.
Yeah.
We'll worry about that after today, won't we? I've got to think about looking that far ahead.
No, exactly. Anyway, it's you're out there and about, which is fantastic. Well, the obvious is the test today with Winx. I listened to you again on Thursday, Hugh. That just it just seems like, in your words, she's going a bit better.
Well, she's just a really happy horse, Andrew. I mean, you know, how could she be going better? I mean, she's just taken her before her, but she's come along nicely since her first up run. Her gallop on Tuesday morning was exceptional. And on Thursday morning in front of the cameras, she didn't do a whole lot, but she was her usual self, just striding up the Rose Hill Straight. And yeah, she's ready to go this afternoon.
She's been behaving herself in the barriers this prep?
Yeah, she has. She obviously missed it a bit her first trial, which made the trainer a little nervous. I wasn't too bad, but Chris was a bit worried about that. But she hasn't shown any signs of that since, and I'm pretty confident she'll be right this afternoon.
It's the same old question. This looks a very, very slow race. You just see what unfolds in front of you?
Well, look, yeah, I will. I mean, I guess Blake will probably just have to lead on Happy Clapper, so he'll be controlling the speed. You know, I can't see him going too slow, but if he does go slow, I just move up and stick closer and be ready to go. And, you know, if he happened to just not want to lead and I was in front, well, I'd be happy doing that too. I don't expect that to happen, but I'll be riding Winx where she's comfortable, and if the pace is slow and I'm back, then I'll be moving into it sooner.
Okay, just Chris puts out his little reports for the punters around town and everyone, which is always helpful. And there was just a little indication that Egg Tart might roll forward today. But anyway, we'll see what unfolds there. All in all, everyone's happy, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, Winx is in as good a form as ever, and yeah, I can't see like something would have to go wrong for her not to win today. Like it has been the case for quite some time, but now we're looking forward to it. And I'm in a bit of a shower around Randwick this morning too. I'm at Coogee. I'm sure Randwick got it, so that's only going to she'll only appreciate that too.
Yeah, exactly. Race two, Hursley. He did enough first up.
Yeah, he went better than I thought he was going to go, over a mile and up to the 2,000 with a good draw. You know, I sort of thought after that run he's going to want another one. But when I sort of looked at this race yesterday, I think he could win it. You know, from that draw, he can lay up a bit closer. It was a pretty fast close as well. So straight to the 2,000, I think that's a good move by Chris. And he obviously had that planned all along. And, you know, the tempo today will suit Hursley more. And I think he'll sprint well when I need him to. He can get a bit of room.
Mm. The 3-year Skyline, you're on Accession. Could he bounce back today?
Well, I wasn't too disappointed with him the other day. I mean, I rode him like a good thing, and I thought he went very well. I think the top weight obviously is a class horse. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be a different sort of race today, though. I think I can't see much pressure. You know, it was a very fast run race, that English race. Today will be a slowly run race, I imagine. And I think Accession will certainly adapt to that. And the top weight may as well. I mean, look, the eye doesn't lie. He does really look a good horse, but it'll be interesting to see how he adapts to a different type of race today. But I also respect Sun Patch and Microphone too. So although it's not a big field, there is some class in it.
It certainly is. Have you locked into a slipper ride yet?
No, I haven't, Ron. Okay. That's a bit early for that.
Yeah, fair enough. Still single. She maps quite nicely here.
She maps well, and she's a filly we had a really high opinion of, or we still do, but in the springtime, she was down in Melbourne and set to run at Flemington, and she just got a little niggle the day or so before she was to run and didn't run. She's come back this time, and she ran very well at Warwick Farm recently, and she'll improve from that. And back to filly's class, although it's probably up in grade, it is, she's back to the filly's, good draw. She won't disappoint.
No. Do you know anything about this German import, Advance Yulong?
I don't. I don't know anything about him. It's obviously the first start for the stable. He's been in Melbourne, is my understanding, so I know nothing about him.
Okay.
He's a German 2,000 guineas winner.
Yeah.
First start in Australia. I'm sure anyone that's looked at it would know that.
Yeah, exactly. Fiesta, what are you going to do here? This is a very tricky draw, but we know how genuine and good she is.
Yeah, it's not the best draw, but, you know, sometimes a wide draw can work out better than an inside draw, especially from this start. But, look, I need to go out with an open mind. It's hard for me to even pick what sort of pace they're going to go at. But one thing about Fiesta, she's adaptable. I can ride a handy, I can ride a back, I can ride a midfield. So I'll discuss it with Chris, but there's probably not much he can say either. I think I've just got to ride it as I see it. There's a few quality fillies in it, and there's probably a few that can't win, and I don't want to be sort of following into the race. But, I'll just ride it as I see it. But a run first up was exceptional, as you know. And... you know, I think she's come back a better horse than she was last preparation. And last preparation, she mixed it with the best of them. So, she's an excellent ride. If I can just get some sort of nice run from that wide draw, she'll be certainly making her presence felt late.
Yeah. And Noir, second up here, she should be finishing off in race 8.
Yeah, she'll appreciate the step up in distance. Her trials, I rode her in both the trials leading to a first up run, and I was very impressed with her. The 1200 metres, she was just left a bit flat footed. It was a slowly run race, left flat footed but finished nicely. Up to 7 furlongs is going to be in her favour.
And you finish for the informed Godolphin on Epidemic.
I do. He's first up. He's had a couple of decent trials, so I'll be guided by the stable as to how they want him ridden. But, he's going to have a nice preparation ahead, and it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
It was nice to win on a couple of Godolphins last Saturday. Villiers and Elise, they were both pretty good.
They were good. They were well-rated, though. I mean, Elise was a short-price favourite. What impressed me, I expected to ride sort of towards the rear of the field, but she jumped very well and found herself midfield, but no cover three wide at Caulfield, and she had to do everything herself, and I was really, really impressed with her. And Avilius, well, he's an improving type of horse. He's already competed very well against very good horses, but he'll go to the Australia Cup now, and he'll be a very good chance there.
I'm used to you, after the busy world of the jockey, I'm used to you saying, well, you probably be off to Hong Kong tomorrow or somewhere like that, that you can't keep track. Oh, look, you're going to Mudgee instead.
Yes, well, I didn't want to have a Sunday off, Ron. No, the Mudgee's where I come from or near there, and the country championships. I wasn't able to get to one of the country championships meetings last year. I just had too much on. But this year, I penciled in this meeting a couple of months ago, and I've picked up some good rides, and obviously Cameron Crockett and Matt Griffiths have put me on some nice ones. But it'll be, I'm looking forward to riding for the old man in the last up there on free ticket too. So anyone in the Mudgee District, be good to see you out there if you want to get there and support the day. It'll be a wonderful day's racing.
It will be for sure, yeah. Free ticket in the last at 10 past 5, and you're on Orion Fire in the Country Championship qualifier. They're great things, Hugh, the Country Championships. No doubt, you know, you've watched them, but to be a part of them and go back near home and be a part of it tomorrow, they add so much to the country communities.
Well, it just brings the interest, you know, and it brings a city-class racing, so to speak, or the city vibe to the country tracks. And, you know, I have ridden in them before. I've been to Bathurst a couple of years ago and rode in the qualifier up there. So, you know, it's the build-up to the championships. It's beginning already. You know, we've got quality racing, obviously, on the weekends with, you know, I mean, Winx speaks for herself. But, you know, outside of Winx, there's really good quality racing every week now up until the championships. And by the involvement of the country championships, you know, and provincial championships for that matter, just, you know, it starts to build up right throughout New South Wales. I think it brings a lot of excitement and a lot of hope to a lot of people, and that's what it's about.
Well, someone told me they might have seen you at one of the picnic meetings a couple of weeks ago. Was it Jerobong or Tom Ingley or something?
Geary.
Yeah,
Geary Picnic, so... I rode at Geary, actually, when I was apprenticed with Leanne and Billy Aspros, and because Billy refused to go there and ride, so it was great
left to you.
A young Hugh Bowman to pick up a few nice rides that Billy Aspros didn't want to ride. So I had my first winner in the famous Goree colours all those years ago for Max Crockett. And I think I only rode there the once, but that wasn't a picnic outfit then, of course, but it is now, and it was a great day. So
yeah, good one.
Yeah, it's nice getting back to grassroots from time to time. And there was plenty of fans there. I arrived unannounced, and
you had a few mates by the end of the day.
It was a great day, though. It really was.
Yeah. Did you get all their numbers? Did you?
Nah, fantastic.
Good luck with
the
Winx today.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.